Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how long is the Auschwitz Jewish Center Fellows Program and where is it held? We recently did a program with Shiri Sandler, the U.S. Director of the Auschwitz Jewish Center, which is an affiliate of the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City. She told us about the AJC Fellows Program and put us in touch with Julia López Fuentes, a Spanish PhD student who participated in it this year. Julia described the program to us and told us about its participants and what she took away from it.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Julia. Could you tell us first a little bit about where you're from and what you studied, a little bit about your own background?
Sure. Well, I was born in Spain, and I lived here until I was about 10 or 11. And then I moved to the States, to Washington, D.C. So I went to high school and college there.
Which is why your English is so good.
Yes, it's been about half my life now. And so I studied French and history in undergrad and wrote a thesis about Vichy France and propaganda and collaboration and all those fun things. Mm-hmm. And I just finished my first year now of a doctorate program in history at Emory University, where I'm studying, broadly put, the formation of Europe as an idea, as a supranational organization, and as a social construct after World War II.
Where in Spain were you originally from?
We're from Salamanca, but I lived a bit all over the place before we moved.
We're speaking with you today because you took part in the Auschwitz Jewish Center program for students abroad.
Right.
Where did your interest in the subject come from?
Well, in high school, I had a really great history teacher who had a very strong interest in the Holocaust himself, and so I guess the interest might have started there. And when I went to college, there were also some really great courses on the Holocaust, on the relationship between Jews and Poles and Germans in the 20th century. So after that, I started volunteering at the Holocaust Museum in D.C. I'm technically still volunteering there during my summers. And then I did an internship with them also. And I started to meet Holocaust survivors and Holocaust scholars. And I guess, you know, it got me thinking a lot about how we tell stories of such great trauma and how people try and appropriate them and make them their own in different ways.
What did you do as a volunteer at the Holocaust Museum?
So I was with Visitor Services, which is basically if you go to the museum and you see somebody working there, that's what I was doing with the out front people. So we're at the information desk. We start people on their tours, try and help people if they get lost, which happens more frequently than you would think. That sort of a thing.
Well, tell us a little bit about the program. How did you first hear about it?
My thesis advisor in undergrad suggested it to me because it has a strong emphasis on that theme of narratives and memory and how the Holocaust is being taught and remembered, which is what really interests me on the subject. So he suggested I apply when I was still an undergrad. And Shiri, who is the director, the U.S. director of the center, was very kind to me, but informed me that it was primarily meant for graduate students. So she waitlisted me then. And then this year, since I was a graduate student now, she wrote again to suggest that I reapply. And I did, and they accepted me.
Tell us about the program itself. Where is it held and when?
It's held all over the place. It's about a month long. It's 3 weeks and a half, if I remember correctly. It just finished, then it's difficult to tell how long it was. And you start out in New York at the Museum of Jewish Heritage with Shiri, who works at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, but as I said, is the U.S. director of the AJC. And you start out with reading discussions and meeting with survivors and trying to get everyone on the same page because everybody comes from really different academic backgrounds. This year we had some people who were poets, some people who worked in media studies. We had educators and we had students. So the first few days here in New York, just trying to all know each other and know the same things to a degree. And then you go to Poland. What we were primarily staying in Krakow, Warsaw, and then Oświęcim, which is the Polish name for the town more commonly known as Auschwitz, which is a German name. But we did lots of little day trips around, so I feel like I've been all over Poland by now. We even made it into Slovakia one day. And we meet with Jewish leaders, we meet with scholars who study the Holocaust or Jewish life in Poland, either before or after the Holocaust, and just kind of try and get an idea of how the Holocaust is remembered, is talked about, how Jewish life existed before and after the Holocaust in Poland, those sorts of things.
How many people were in the program?
We were 9 graduate students and 4 faculty fellows for the unlucky number of 13 in total.
Well, it's a very lovely number for a program. I mean, it's not overcrowded and...
Right. Yeah, it was very good. It let us, I think, really get to know what everybody else was doing, which was really helpful because we did reflections almost every day based on what we had been reading or we had been talking about. And with that smaller number, you could start to see how other people were approaching the topic really well.
And so the whole program between New York and Poland only takes 3.5 weeks?
Yep. Wow. So it's really intense.
Uh-huh. And it's always in the summer, right?
Yes, it's in the summer because that's when most of us can get away for that long.
Where were most of these people from?
All over, really. This year we were, I think, half and half from the U.S. And then we had a couple Canadians, a German student, someone from Argentina, from Ukraine, Slovakia, and then me from Spain.
And is the language that it's taught in English?
Yes, it's all in English. Only one of us spoke Polish, which made it interesting once we arrived to Poland and we're trying to get around, but we managed.
And so when you're speaking with people in Poland about, do you have interpreters or do you find people who speak English? I know that there are not an awful lot of people there who speak English, at least older people.
A lot of the people who we met with did speak English. Actually, a lot of them came from the States. We went with a couple rabbis who'd come from the States, a couple academics, or who had, you know, at some point gone abroad. When we did meet with people who didn't speak English, one of the program coordinators would interpret for us quite well.
Can you describe the program in a little bit more detail? In other words, what did you do every day? I mean, did you have classes? Did you have workshops?
It really changed day by day, but let's see. When we were in New York, I wouldn't necessarily call it classes, but we would meet. We got a very long reading package and list before we even got there. So while we were in New York, we would meet and sit and talk about different themes, and we did have a few lectures. And then, as I said, we always had reflections. But once we got to Poland, some days we had study trips when we would go to towns that have had substantial Jewish communities before the Holocaust, and so we would each present on a different place, so we would do research about it and talk about Jewish life before the Holocaust, what happened during the Holocaust, and what happened afterwards. Other days we would meet with, as I said, Jewish community leaders. For example, in Krakow we spent a couple days at the Jewish Community Center meeting with somebody who was a Righteous Among the Nations. We also met with a rabbi there. We also went on a day to the university in Krakow and met with a series of scholars. So it was very different every day.
What are your general impressions of the program and of your particular experience of the program?
My general impressions of the program. I think it's a really great program in large part because a lot of the emphasis is put on the fact that we are all academics coming in, and so they're not trying to give you a particular party line or a narrative. They're just trying to give you tools to find one on your own, which was kind of refreshing and very interesting. I feel like particularly because I have been working on memory and I did do a fair amount of work on Poland and the Holocaust in undergrad, to me the interest was very largely on being in these places I had studied so much about and I had heard survivors speak about. And so it was really interesting to interact with those places. And then on Saturdays when we didn't have any activities, interact with the place as it is today and to bring those two together in my mind. We had a really interesting experience the Saturday we spent in Oświęcim where, you know, we went to the river and we were sitting by the riverside surrounded by all these people and thinking, you know, this is a town that was here long before Auschwitz was something, and it's still here now. So that was sort of the experience I had. I know a lot of different people who participated in the program had very different experiences. I know one of the girls who was participating in the program, she kept saying that she found it brutal how she was in these places where there had once been such a strong Jewish presence and now there wasn't. And that really was hard for her.
Mm-hmm. Were a lot of the participants Jewish?
No, I think only three were actually, which was a small amount. Mm-hmm. Some people found that surprising.
You said that you're doing your doctoral work on the Vichy government. How will you use, or will you use, what you learned in this program for that, or is this just something separate?
Right. Well, I did my undergrad on the Vichy government. Now I'm actually working more on what I call the European Community of Memory. So I'm looking at how, after World War II, people started to use these horrible histories that they had just recently gone through to make arguments for what Europe should be. And so a lot of my research focuses on Spain because I've found that not much has been done on the relationship between Spain and the Spanish Civil War and Europe as a social construct. But my idea and my project is much larger because it is about this European aspect. So Poland and its handling of the Holocaust is, I think, very significant because it's another late democratization where this horrible past that characterized the 20th century experience for that country is now trying to come into Europe, if that makes any sense. So I think there's a lot that can be done comparing how Spain is handling the Spanish Civil War and trying to integrate that narrative into a European memory politics and how Poland is doing the same thing with the Holocaust.
That's a very interesting idea, comparing the two of them. Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
I think something that kept coming up for a lot of us when we were in Poland and having all these conversations was this idea of what kind of Jewish life exists in Poland after the Holocaust and how relations between Christian Poles and Jewish Poles have been since the Holocaust, which I think is really interesting. And I think people who visit Poland who are interested in these topics should keep in mind. But I'm afraid we didn't come up with any answers about any of it, just more questions. So.
Well, that's the way you start anyway. If you you have to start with questions, I guess. Okay, well, thank you very much, Julia.
Thank you.
For more information about the Auschwitz Jewish Center and its programs, please go to the link on this page. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirot.com. See you next week.